What's a six-letter word for useless information? Fourth letter is a V. Trivia. When we talk about random data in our minds, those far-out dates and facts, trivia can be called useless information, but more often we view it differently. In best cases, trivia can get us to stop and wonder. Mainly, though, it's something easy to talk about. We actively look for trivia. It's fun, it's easy, it can make us appear more interesting. It can even apply to our faith. Give me the backstory on a practice or the history of a prayer, perhaps even over the practice and the prayer itself. That's how I hear the opening exchange in our gospel today. Apropos of nothing, Jesus hears the question, "Lord, will only a few be saved?" Give me some data here, Jesus. It would be interesting to know the numbers. Jesus' answer is instructive because his answer is really a non-answer. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. Don't focus on numbers. Focus on your relationship with God, on your living a life of faith. You can see how trivia answers can be more appealing than calls to conversion. One demands much more of us, can't quite be as easily shared at a cocktail party. It's good to know stuff, but may that not be the beginning and the end of our faith. It's better to know God. May the trivial more and more give way in us to the vital.